Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield, one of the hosts of Inspire Indeed, where we discuss community issues and hear from the nonprofits and local leaders who are working to address them. And hopefully you'll be inspired to think about how you're making a difference with your deeds. Well, happy snow day, everyone, or snow watch day, I guess it is thus far. I have to admit that even though I like the snow, I kind of love it in some ways. Having school shut down because of it and having to reschedule everything and juggle around already jam-packed calendars is kind of a pain. But I try to take a moment and look at the snow through my son's eyes, that pure joy that comes with those magical flakes that will be transformed into snowmen and sledding speedways, and that wonder about how children see the world and a special event like a snowstorm. It's universal. Children all over Richmond are rejoicing over the snow day, and even though, you know, for some children, that might mean missing a meal that they count on getting when they're in school, even though it could mean a cold, shivery night with little sleep. I think children are stronger than we think. They're ready to see the joy and wonder before any difficulty that comes with the snowstorm, and they have resiliency that can help them surmount most any challenge, but not without some support. Today, we'll hear from one of Richmond's longest-standing nonprofits that's always been focused on building children's resiliency and giving them the chance to be successful in life. I'm talking about Friends Association for Children, and here to share more is their executive director, David Young. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Lane. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you. Friends Association for Children, I know it's well over 100 years old, isn't that right?
Absolutely. We've been in Richmond actually 142 years now.
Wow. So that dates back to
1871, to be exact.
Wow, that's a long time. Now, how did it get started? What's a little history about it?
Fascinating story. If you think, just close your eyes and think back to what Richmond must have been like in the 1870s.
Well, this is burned out and just a mess, really.
Absolutely right. The end of the Civil War, the end of slavery, and what in the streets of Richmond were hundreds, if not thousands, of children from broken homes, dislocated families. And our founder, Lucy Goode Brooks, a former slave herself, saw this and felt, we've got to do something. So she and her friends, they had a vision, they had determination. They knew that it was going to take, not to use the cliche, but the entire community to take care of these children. So they went to the city, and they were apportioned some land. And actually, the land that they were apportioned back then is where one of our facilities exists today.
Oh.
In the Gilpin Court area of historic Jackson Ward.
Oh.
But they founded what was then called the Friends Asylum for Colored Orphans. And they wrap their arms around it. And I got to stop for a second, because the word orphan today, when I think of horror movies and to hear that word, it kind of startled me. But I've since come to know that that meant wrapping your arms around and embracing and taking care of what needed to be taken care of, which was our most precious asset, and our children. And so they created, and the city gave them the land. They built a facility, brought all these children in, and started working immediately on putting the children back, these families back together and caring for the children's needs at that time.
So really just sweeping them up off of the streets. It sounds like they were, just on the streets without any support, without a home, a lot of them without parents of their own. And so finding a way to provide them with support so that they could be productive citizens, right?
Exactly. Exactly right. Again, imagine broken homes from slavery, broken homes from the casualties of war, people being in an area that they were not familiar with, and children, for my goodness, they wouldn't know what to do.
Right, right. So obviously, Friends Association has changed a lot over time. I mean, to be able to stick around for over 100 years, you definitely need to be responding to what the community needs are at any given moment. And the community needs are different now, but in some ways similar. So why don't you talk about what you focus on now? Like, what are your current programs and services, And who are you serving in Richmond?
Well, just before I do that, just want to emphasize what you just said. Mm-hmm. The evolution of this organization and the ever-changing needs of this community and every community, and how we've tried to respond to that. Friends, again, as we started as an orphanage and then putting families back together, adoption services and foster services became a priority or a greater need. So we fulfilled that service for the community. Today, we're more focused on early childhood education, youth development, I think are the two main areas the services that we provide. We've got two facilities, one, as I mentioned, in Jackson Ward, the other in historic Church Hill. And in our Church Hill facility, we have daycare services. We consider all of our services connected to early childhood education and development. We take children in as young as 6 weeks, and we begin working with them to learn shapes and sounds and colors.
Right,
and
just what they need at that stage in their life.
Exactly. I mean, we've all heard the studies about how brain cells are developing from before these children are actually born. So we want to do everything we can to stimulate them. Our curriculum, we take a very creative approach, very hands-on, from shapes and sounds and textures and colors and numbers and the letters. And again, you can actually see the development grow from those very, very young ages all the way through. So we start with daycare, and it's amazing to me. I've been at Friends for a little over a year now. Mm-hmm. And to see some of the kids that when I started that were in our infant classrooms who are now
They're toddling around.
Now they're in our toddlers. That's right. They've learned to walk, and they're out on our little special surface playground playing in the water and everything mm-hmm. else that children do. And then those that were in the toddlers are now in our preschool classes. And so from daycare to toddlers to preschool to after school, our youth development mainly focuses on after school and our summer programs, but we try to do everything we can to make sure the families have everything that they need. A lot of our families are working families, but in some cases underemployed, and the challenges that go along with that, making ends meet, we try to make sure that our services are affordable to them mm-hmm. so that this is not the barrier for them to go out and find work or to improve their skill sets and do more for their families, which is what we all want to do.
Oh, definitely. And you need to know that your child's going to be somewhere where they're getting the best possible care and a place that's going to be nurturing them and helping them develop the skills that you would want to if you were able to stay at home with them.
That's exactly right, Elaine. One of the things that's really surprised me about this organization is the length of time, the commitment, the passion that the staff and our volunteers make. We've got teachers that have been there for 35, 36, 38 years.
That's dedication.
It really is. And, of course, we're nonprofit. We're not able to pay them the kinds of salaries. But I think that there's a lot to be said about that for the entire education system.
So well, that's very true.
We won't go there. But knowing where we are and what we're able to provide, our teachers are so dedicated to making sure that these children have everything that they need to stay that long. And some of them, it's funny, I see pictures of some of the staff when they were children and they were at Friends. And now their kids are at Friends. So it's an infectious cycle that you come and you can't let go of it.
Yeah, sounds like a big family.
It is.
Yeah, so you mentioned the early childhood and then after school youth development and summer programs. What's the age range? You said 6 weeks up to how old?
About 16. You can imagine 13, 14 to about 16, and kids start getting a little more independent. And
they get more independent, and they have more options in terms of what they can do for their own enrichment.
Right. So we're constantly trying to find new ways to keep them engaged with it. We've a few years ago started a music and performing arts program, and that's one of the ways. We've got some of our oldest kids, or the kids that have been around the longest, mm-hmm. that learn to play English handbells, and they're a part of our the Bells of Friends, and they perform all over the city. We performed at the War Memorial opening and the Civil War Museum opening and at different churches and community groups.
Oh, that's great. So you're providing a way for the children to share their talents with the community.
Absolutely, and you know how that builds character
yeah,
and confidence,
does.
And it just takes them further and further in their young lives. So we're very proud of that.
Well, that's great. Now, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And today we're talking with David Young of Friends Association for Children. David, where do you recommend people go for more details about Friends Association?
I would go straight to our website, and I'm very proud we have a new website that's just been established, but it's friendsrva.org, and you can see all of the information about our programs, the summer activities, the after-school activities, our supporters. It's amazing to me that an organization like Friends that has been such what I consider a vital part of the fabric of this community for so long, mm-hmm. there's still so many people that aren't familiar with
it. It's so true. There are a lot. I mean, that's just the nature of the game, I suppose, when you're in the nonprofit community. There's a lot of other things going on in the media or in front of us from day to day. It's sometimes hard to get the word out and reach the folks that you need to reach.
Well, that's been our focus over the last year and a half is building our visibility and building our awareness and reestablishing a brand and a connection with this community. And thankfully, we have a couple of people that just made it so much easier for us in Coach Shaka Smart and his wife Maya that have really committed themselves to helping us in this area.
It's, I'm sure, very helpful to have ambassadors like Shaka Smart and his wife Maya to be out there for you.
It's been a godsend. It really has been a blessing for us, and they have done so much, not just providing support financially themselves, mm-hmm. but opening doors and connecting us with different parts of the community, different constituents groups, different potential volunteers and donors that we all need in the nonprofit community.
Exactly. Yeah, great way to raise visibility. And there must be, I'm sure, dozens, if not hundreds, of nonprofits that would love to have Shaka Smart as, you know, an ambassador, somebody who's willing to put their name out there in support of an organization. What do you think resonates with people like him, like that, to become so committed to Friends Association? Do you think it has something to do with, obviously everybody loves kids, but does it have something to do with the neighborhoods that you're serving or the communities that you serve? What do you think?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it is the neighborhood. I mean, again, Jackson Ward is part of what I consider the VCU community. And vice versa. They look at us as, well, you're right down the street from us, and how can we work together to do things? Like you said, everyone loves children. I think Shaka himself seems to be very focused on the educational aspect, not just for his students and the athletes at VCU, but the community at large. And that was one of the things that he said. He said in a quote, is how important it is for these children to have strong foundations with regards to their educations and literacy and just the building blocks as they start at this young age in the public system or the private school system. Mm-hmm. Another thing, I think his wife, Maya, when she learned about the history of Friends and how we got started, she's commented several times to me how that's moved her and inspired her, that having that kind of a person having that kind of vision and determination so long ago, and this organization still being around carrying out that vision today.
That is inspiring when you can identify those individuals that took it upon themselves to make a difference. And I have to admit, that's part of why I love to be involved with the show on WRIR, because I get to meet people all the time who are doing just that, trying to figure out how to make a difference in Richmond.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's a great
show. You did mention a way that people can make a difference and help out Friends is through volunteering, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We can always use volunteers in every aspect of what we do. In the classrooms, you can read to the students to help with homework assignments. That's the first thing the kids do. The after-school group is they must do a little homework, and they get a little snack, and then they may have some fun. But there's always arts and crafts activities. In the summer programs, we have individuals from the Kickers that come and work with them in sports and athletics. We have troops from the Boys and Girls Scouting programs that come. We have grandmothers that come and hold and feed the babies. and so there's a wide variety of things that volunteers can do. I think our music program is one that is, I have to promote that for volunteers, because a lot of times people learn a musical skill when they're young, and they may keep it up for a little while and then stop for whatever reason, mm-hmm. or change interest. But for our kids, anyone and everyone that has any musical talent, now that's not me,
but not me either.
Anyone that does, we'd love to have you come, because you got to think of it this way. A lot of our kids have never been exposed. They don't know what their interests are. And I'm a firm believer in exposing kids to as many things as we possibly can, and finding those things that that are inside of all of us that we most times don't know there.
That's right. Those undiscovered talents and passions. And
that's
you know, when you can ignite that in a child and give them something to look forward to, give them something to believe in themselves, then it's going to carry them a long way down the road.
Oh, and there's nothing like seeing that light shine and just so brightly out in their eyes when they do discover that in themselves.
Yeah, so volunteers can help out with the music program too, like doing lessons, or maybe would you ever welcome people to do like performances as sort of enrichment activities?
Would absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. We do, and both, because we also have performing arts component to that too. So we have people that come in and will help work with our students in dance and mm-hmm. song and performance, you name it. So, and again, they really get a pleasure out of taking that on, creating a new play or project, mm-hmm. and then carrying that back out into the community and demonstrating the skills and the things that they've learned. So,
well, that's great. Now, I know for WRIR listeners, I know we have a lot of listeners that are involved in music and the arts in different ways. And because we are low power FM, we're focused on Metro Richmond. And both of your locations, you said, are in the city, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
in Churchill and
Churchill
in Jackson.
And Jackson Ward. Yeah. So relatively easy to get to for folks that are maybe VCU students or folks that are living in the city or working in the city. Just drop by after school someday and figure out how you can help out, huh?
Oh, just a small amount of time, 30 minutes to an hour, one time a week. And, you know, we can work around anyone's schedule. We do Mondays in Jackson Ward and Tuesdays in Church Hill. And again, it doesn't have to be anything at a mastery level. This is introductory sessions that we want to have with the children.
Great. Now, how can people find out how to get in touch and contribute to you?
On our website.
On the website. And what's that again?
Friends Association, friendsrva.org. Or you can call us at 804-644-2357. Love to have people. I'd like to extend an invitation to all your listeners to come and visit us, and I guarantee your life will be changed when you see these children.
Yeah. So one more time, what's the website and phone number for folks?
Website is friendsrva.org, and the telephone number is 804-644-2357.
Thank you. Now, you mentioned earlier your partnership with the Smarts, Shaka Smart, and I have seen in social media circles lately something about Vote Shaka. You want to talk about that campaign?
I'd love to. This is an exciting campaign that's going on. ESPN and Infinity Automobiles are the sponsors, and they pick 48 coaches around the country. It's called the Coaches Charity Challenge. And basically, each coach aligns with or selects a nonprofit partner to affiliate themselves with. And this is the second year that Coach Smart was selected to participate in his program, and the second year that he selected Friends to be his partner. Now, the way it works is we all, throughout Central Virginia, throughout the state, because he's the only coach in the entire Commonwealth that's participating in his program, we can all get behind this, vote daily at VoteShaka.com. We made it easy. And it'll take you to the site. You vote for Coach Smart once a day. If he wins, Friends has an opportunity to win $100,000 to help the children throughout this community.
Wow.
Now, the one thing that's different this year that I really like is that he wins every step of the way. So right now we're in the first round, and that'll end in about 5 days. And if he makes it to the second round, the amount that he wins increases with every round that he advances. So this year it's even better. We can and Shaka was in second place last year in his first
overall. He was in second place
overall.
Oh wow!
So that's incredible. And I think this year we're trying to do more to reach more people. We have a presence at games, at the VCU games, and through social media, as you mentioned, and on our website, and we created this new website, and there'll be some videos that'll be coming out, and some other activities to kind of, as each round progresses, we don't want to do everything now. We want to help him
build over time.
Absolutely.
But you got to get through the first step, and that first round is over, you said, in 5 days?
5 days.
Okay, so people can get out there now and go to VoteShaka.com. and find out that I think there's a link there to get to the ESPN site, right?
It's a big button. Can't yeah. miss it. And in the center okay. of the screen, it just says vote here.
Okay.
And it takes you to the site, and you can vote once a day, and we need people doing that.
Yeah, and you don't have to be in Richmond or in Virginia to do that. You can tell your friends on the West Coast, too.
Absolutely. I've got friends as far as California and yep. relatives in Texas, and they're all... Some of them went to school here, so they said, yeah, we'll get behind it, David. Don't you worry.
Great. And it's all for the benefit of the children that you serve.
That's exactly right. That's what it's all about.
Keep that in mind. That's what it's all about, definitely. Well, do you have any other events that you're looking forward to coming up in the upcoming year?
Well, I do have a couple, but before mm-hmm. I mention them, I want to just say thank you again to Coach Smart and Maya. We just completed at the end of the of December a campaign mm-hmm. For that kind of co-brands the RVA concept of that represents Richmond, Virginia, with friends. And Maya, this is Maya's, her brainchild. All the credit goes to her. But it was a T-shirt campaign that has friends, RVA, since 1871. And you could buy these shirts for $20, and half the proceeds supported friends. And I must admit, I was incredibly surprised and so pleased that the community stepped up and generated over $30,000 in shirts in shirt sales. And
that's great. Now, was that in partnership with Bonfire Funds?
Bonfire Funds.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
That's wonderful. That's another great local RVA creation.
I was going to say a local company that's done a lot for this community, and I understand was instrumental in making sure that we kept Shaka right here at VCU. A few years ago when he was being recruited by...
Oh, that's never going to end.
Yes, I was going to say, every school in the country. But coming up here, we've got a couple of events going on. Let's see, the Coaches Challenge will go through mid-March. So
all through March Madness, I guess.
Yes,
yeah.
just it'll end just before March Madness.
Okay.
And but right in the middle of March, before the UCROPS 10K event, there's a group of students who are in graduate studies at VCU are putting on a 5K run as a tune-up for the 10K run. And the proceeds from that will benefit friends. And again, it's going to be a family fun day on Saturday, March the 22nd. We'll have restaurants, we'll have games, we'll have food. And, of course, we want everyone to come out and support the runners as well.
And that you said that's a 5K that some VCU students are organizing?
Yeah.
That's nice. Now, is that going to take place close to the Friends? Is it, like, down by VCU, the course, you know?
Or? We're still plotting the course,
gotcha.
But we're going to try to have it go between VCU and Friends, which is about, 5K is about three and a quarter
yeah.
miles
mm-hmm.
or something like mm-hmm. that. So we might be able to make a loop around Broad
nice.
And Belvedere and Lee Street and see some of the historic sites in the Jackson Ward area.
That'd be great. So that's March 22nd, coming up March 22nd, you said?
That's right. So great. We want everyone to get out and support that. Let's see. Also in mid-March, I just became aware of this, and I'm again feel very fortunate that Friends gets to be a part of it. There is something called the Professional Squash Association. It is their...
You know what? I saw them out at RVA Streets Alive. They had the squash. They had the nets up, and they were playing squash. And I thought, my goodness, I had no idea. People are so actively playing squash in this community.
Would you believe
yeah.
there are 8 major communities, or probably a few more than that, around the world, and Richmond is one of them?
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, Richmond will be hosting the World Series Finals. They'll bring the top 8 squash players in the world
wow.
to Richmond, Virginia, to the Westwood Country Club.
Uh-huh.
I believe it's the 14th through the 16th of March. And we're going to be there also as a benefactor and supporting that. And we want people to come out. Again, it's another opportunity to learn
mm-hmm.
About something that's going on here in Richmond that, well, again, I didn't know about it. I venture to guess there's many others that weren't aware of that as well.
That's probably true. Yeah, that's probably true. So it sounds like you've been very creative in terms of finding partners that can help with not just supporting you, but also sharing the message about what Friends Association is doing in Richmond.
That's it exactly, Elena. It's so important to increase the visibility and awareness of what we're doing and who we are and why we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I can't imagine anyone not agreeing that this is one of our most important commodities in this community, in any community, and we have to do everything we can to make sure that our children start off strong, with a strong academic foundation, and that they're prepared for what's ahead in their long lives.
That's right, yeah. Now, we have just a minute left, and do you want to share a little bit about why you stay so committed to your role at Friends? I mean, it's a hard job. Being a director of a nonprofit is a really hard job. What keeps you going?
Now, you're right about that. There are some days that I'm like, why? How did I ever? But I think there are more days where I'm excited. I'm excited to see the children every day. I get my energy from them. But I think what really inspires me is this is an organization that is close to my heart, because where I grew up, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio, I have two wonderful women that were just the strength of my family, my mother and my grandmother. And they realized, they had wisdom enough to understand that raising five boys and two girls, but five boys particularly, wow. There's only so much they could do to make sure that they were giving us what we needed to be strong young men in this community. And we had an organization similar to Friends. And my family, while we weren't there for daycare and early childhood education because we were in schools, the organization was a community hub, if you will. It was a source of information, a source for referral. And I want Friends to be that kind of organization for this community.
So be the heart of where you're located, the hub of the community.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, David, for being with us here on Inspire Indeed today. And again, we've been speaking with David Young of the Friends Association for Children. You can learn more about them at friendsrva.org. Thanks so much for your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And I also want to let folks know that you've been listening to Inspire Indeed, a show that focuses on community issues through the lens of nonprofits and changemakers who are working to make a difference. My name is Elaine Summerfield, and next week you'll hear from one of my co-hosts, Mark Hickman, who has a great show lined up for you. Thanks for tuning in today, and please be safe out there on the roads when we do get that snowstorm. Take care.